Hello?
Blog Talk Radio.
I got prayed up.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday.
Yo, this is Only 30 Minutes, Only on Sunday, with your host, T-A-Z. I have in the house, I have Roy on the line, and I have E on the line. Everybody say hello.
Hey, what's up, E?
Hey, Roy, how are you?
I'm doing fine down here in this chilly weather.
Yes, chilly weather I am as well.
Here we go, the first thing that I want to put up is what Trump tweeted this morning. I'm going to read it. Many dead, including women and children, and mindless chemical attack in Syria. Area of atrocity is in lockdown and encircled by Syrian army, making it completely inaccessible to outside world. President Putin, Russia, and Iran are responsible for backing animal Assad, big price to pay. Open area immediately for medical help and verification. Another humanitarian disaster for no reason whatsoever. Sick. Okay, my question to that is, are you guys surprised that he actually put Putin in this along, well, he all the time down Iran, but he put Putin and Russia by mentioning him in this attack with the animal Assad. We're going ladies first. So, E, go first.
Me thinks I'll protest too much. I think he's just fronting. Him and Putin been in bed for a long time. He had to say something to make it seem like he was just so outdone with the actions of the Russian. He knew exactly what they were doing because they are the strangest bedfellows ever. So I'm not buying what he's selling. He can sell that sandwich to somebody else. No, I'm not shocked. Call for the fool.
I'm with you on that conspiracy because all these, they've had up to about 10 phone calls, and we only find out from the Kremlin that he's had these phone calls. So this is a masquerade, and on top of that, him coming out saying Putin has supported Assad all this time. Well, what it does, it takes away from the last bombing on the airstrips out there that didn't do a damn thing for him, right? It takes all that away.
Correct.
And if you remember later on, he talked about if Obama hadn't the red line. So he always puts Obama in the text of the negative instead of him 15 months into the presidency handling his business, and he knows that he already looks like it's egg in his face, because if a real president had put a real deterrent into place, we wouldn't have had this second altercation with them over there in Syria. And on top of that, his big mouth gets in the way when he talks about we're getting ready to close. We're going to get up out of there just a week ago. We're going to leave this week. We're going to leave Syria soon. Well, he put his foot in his mouth because we ain't going nowhere.
Correct.
Anything else on that? I don't want to stop nobody's flow.
No. I agree.
Okay.
No.
Okay, the second thing. Trump lying on the plane about Stormy, talking about he didn't know. that irritated me. I just want y'all to know. I was extremely, like, I looked at it two times, his facial expression, like he'd been caught in the cookie jar. But he steadily was going, I ain't got no cookie. E, go on.
He lied. Come on now. Why are you shocked? He's been lying since he took the oath of office. Like, nothing shocks me anymore. He knew, and he's lying about it. Call for the court. He's consistently showed us a liar. So he's just showing us who he really is. And when people show us who they are, we should believe it.
Well, you know, the most fascinating part of this ordeal is that he put his foot in his mouth again because he could not hold back on saying nothing. See, this thing, this the attorney for Stormy Daniels had been waiting on him to say something, and he finally couldn't do it. He did it, and he was so, look, when you got a 70-inch television sitting in front of you, his expression of being a pasty-faced guy and his drawback, I've seen the same thing. I've seen his face. It just looks like he had just ran into seeing a ghost all over again.
Yeah.
But when he said, no, right? Admission. And then the funky thing about it is that he's been throwing his mob boss lawyer under the bus. And see, we got him on two angles. We got him coming in from Stormy, and he ain't going to want to lose his license. But we also got him going all the way back to 2013. And see, when they find out that slush money is involved in this Stormy Daniels thing, you know, this slush fund that they think is there, they actually feel like he's been, since the man is the cleanup man, he has to have some knowledge of why would he take his own money to clean up his boss's trash if it wasn't refunded back. So there's a two-way arrow pointing just right at him. And the question is now, how tough is this mob lawyer, and will he flip on the mob boss?
No, he's not going to flip on the mob boss. But he is definitely an idiot, because why would you even say, oh, I took my own money to pay this chick off? Come on now. Do they really? Well, yes, they do really think Americans are that stupid, or they would have tried to sell that to us. But it is what it is.
Well, the thing about it is that, they're really trying to see. What they're trying to do, and I understand it clearly, they're trying to give other women who have been shut out of actually having a voice to be able to come back and have a voice and make whatever. See, they can make millions upon millions upon millions even just having an affair with the president or a person that, you know, was a billionaire. They know this. But to give them little kibbles and bits and tell him to shut up, you don't have the right to say anything when he abused their body at whatever levels of consensuality. But do you take the consensuality away from that privilege to voice, you know, your own side of the situation? So this all ties into a bigger scheme of things to bring more women forward to capsize his presidency. I see where it the visceral part of it is starting to take place.
Now, here's another angle that I think we don't know what's in Trump and Melania's marriage annulment, you know, clause. We don't know what's in that. And it happened on a certain date while she was pregnant, and they were saying that there could have been some stipulations to him playing around while she was with his child. So we don't know that part, that angle of it. And maybe he's trying to deny it so he won't get in trouble with his wife now.
Well, you know, the funny thing about that you say this is because that prenuptial arrangement to marry her is very interesting because I believe billionaires do put things in place like that. And you know what? You know, I'm glad you brought her up because you know why? Because when they were in Russia, Melania went over and sat with Putin, and she speaks five different languages. Would one of them happen to be Russian? And if so, Could she be the double spy involved here? No one's even given that any thought, that she could be a double agent. Because if you look at most of James Bond movies, it's always the woman that is sent after James Bond because he has a kind heart to women.
A weakness.
Look,
a weakness
Putin,
for women.
Well, what I'm getting at is this. Putin is the world's richest man. Alania would love to be Putin's patsy. So why couldn't she be working for the Kremlin as well as be the married woman to Donald Trump? Why couldn't that be? I mean, why couldn't we look at that unfold too?
E, you got anything to say about that?
I think that, yes, Melania speaks Russian. I think that she could be the celebrity mole. I don't think she's quote unquote happy being handsomely paid for her services one way or the other. And I just think that she's been all quiet, you know, during this whole situation. So I just think some of the milk ain't clean. I don't think they have a disclosure amendment to the prenup. I just think that she is almost too quiet for what's going on in the news and with Swami and X all other women that may or may not be involved. So sure, I mean, yeah, she's been over there. What presidency would the first lady leave their husband and go sit with not only another leader of country, but one of our arch rivals? Who would do that? On whose watch?
Sit with another man and have a conversation at the table with him. And she's
like
the one that gave him AE. She's the one that gave him the heads up for him to come across and around the table to come talk with Putin. Because she
Correct.
Had been speaking with him all along. Look
Correct.
At the tape. She nodded for him to come around. It was okay for him to come. And he didn't
Correct.
Came around like he was dancing. Like he was dancing or semi-drunk, kind of getting around all the other great leaders of the world. I saw that, and I thought that was really funny. I really did. I thought that was very interesting. You know, it was the way he casually walked around and almost fell on one of the other leaders of the different
mm-hmm.
countries.
Okay, next on this is for your opinion. The question is the opinion. Scott Pruitt. The EPA, head of the EPA, $50 night stays with a lobbyist. He's violating ethics violations. 25,000 G's for a soundproof room that costs taxpayers in actuality 43 G's. Use EPA money to give personnel. His personnel people $30,000 raises and carrying on. Your opinion of this Scott Pruitt dude, who I hate with a passion, getting ready to put more pollution in the air by lowering these levels of these cars' emissions. I'm already mad.
I'm mad too, and I think he's one of 45 cronies. You know, I don't think he's qualified to be head of the EPA. I don't think he knows what he's doing. And I'm extra mad. I'm an extra mad because it's enough ish in the air already. You know, it's like he's not done his homework. He's just out there all willy-nilly and costing us extra money. So we're actually paying to have our air polluted. So I'm mad with you, Tim.
Roy. Wait a minute. Let me say this. With the added pollution, now the only thing that might be good about this is I could get my hoopty on the road again. Roy.
I tell you, Scaramucci pretty much summed it up when he said the fish is rotten from the head down.
Correct.
And when you listen to a guy that is not a billionaire say that it's rotten from the head down, and they all the people voted Trump in to drain the swamp. Okay, now the swamp has different levels of debris. The swamp in itself, whatever hasn't really absorbed all the real garbage, it normally floats to the top. So we consider it a swamp. But as he drained the swamp, he found fluid in the bottom of the swamp. But the same things that were on top are immensely multiplied by a thousand on the bottom. If you're going to drain the swamp, please dig out the moat and get rid of the dirt on the bottom too, and fill it back up with something that is fresh and vibrant and flowing without any particles of
contamination.
See, my problem with Pruitt is that they confirmed him. And they confirmed him, and that senator in Maine, she got duped on signing the bill, the tax bill, because she thought she was going to get something from Maine, and only to find out that one of her own representatives, Republican, Scalise, knocked her down, and she didn't get what she thought she was going to get. So she's now been played like all the men up in Washington. They have played the women, and now it's time up for those men who played these women. Even that senator from Maine who got played. She was played so hard. Today I watched her on TV. She looked sad, but she couldn't show it too much. But she was hurt because she was being drilled by Jake Tapper. But on the real though, you've had everything from Pruitt. You've had everything from Donald Trump's whole staff. They are just corrupt. They've been in the corruption. They're all hungry. They're dirty, and their quest was all about the petty money. See, Donald Trump is billionaire, so his dreams are to become a trillionaire. Well, everybody else is millionaires, and their dreams is to become billionaires. So Donald Trump can look down at them and say, well, look, you're swimming around my feet. Well, I'm trying to get up here with Putin. You know, I want to be recognized. So the swamp, it ain't going to get drained until we get some new ammunition in there. And I believe this young people's movement is going to be the change because they're able to vote. And what they did in Washington on March the 25th was very accolatable. And I think that MLK... on the 4th, I think we need to give homage to that day that he was 50 years of being assassinated, because he did too also died for the garbage men in Tennessee, but he also was cleaning up the swamp.
Okay, the next subject that me and Roy talked about, which is dear to my heart, the National Guardsmen. I was a National Guardsman before I joined the regular army. Getting sent down to the border, and I think it's ludicrous, it's ridiculous, it's really not needed, a waste of money. But another thing about it is, those poor guardsmen are going to suffer because they might have had a job paying more than what they're going to make being down there full time, guarding the edge of Mexico. This is ridiculous. So, I digress. Your opinion?
This is one of the reasons why I did not go National Guard or Reserve. I totally agree with you. And there are going to be no concessions to assist them in the deficit that they're going to incur for going down there. I just think it's really, really sad for our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, to be eligible for public assistance, you know, all while trying to serve our country. It incends me. You know, yeah, it really pisses me off as a teacher, but as a soldier, it extra pisses me off because not only was I not making ends meet, but then I had to go ahead and die for my country if necessary. So I just think it's really sad. I think it's sad all the way around.
Well, I'm going to say this too. I'm going to say this, and I don't mean it to be too negative, but see, we lost a over there in Nigeria. There was a brother that lost his life, and his wife was draped over. And President Trump told her that, you know what he signed up for. I want to say that if a loss of life, such as her husband, and this is what he has to say, then when you send the troops down there like that, then they know what they signed up for. Now, they know what they signed up for. But guess what? The crazy thing about it is this. At any time that things get hectic, we're going to be in war with Mexico. Like, everybody comes to Mexico don't have to be Mexican. They can be Contra. They can be Contra. All you have to do is start throwing bombs, or some of our soldiers start getting hurt, and it's going to be on and popping. And this is one thing that our world, this West, does not want to do, because I believe they would do just what they did to the Japanese, which haul them all off in concentration camps until the war was over with Mexico. I believe that is what Donald Trump, if we don't be careful, other people from up, look, we got the cartel down there. They would love to jump off a war with America. Believe that. They, you know, and I don't think we really, Donald Trump, that what they're saying is that he's not planned anything out. Everything is just instantaneous, you know.
It's on the fly.
Reaction. He's transactional. He doesn't think anything out. He's not a thinker. I don't know how he got his billions, because he's not a thinker. He's an irrational. I think other people ran his business, but it won't take much. You know, you got to remember, Mexico is a country in itself, and if they have artillery too, and if they start bringing, you know, if something jumps off, it's going to be ugly down there. I just hope it never. I hope it don't happen. But I feel a little bad. I feel a little bad for our soldiers, but you know, they signed up for it.
Really, Roy?
I mean, really. I'm just saying that because
Roy, I'm gonna tell you, they signed up for the shit in their state. They ain't signed up to go down there.
I know.
It's the state. The National Guard is stuff you react to within your state and the area of that unit. That unit has particular cities, and each unit in the state has particular cities that they watch over. So
I know
their
border
shit ain't got shit to do with the state.
I know, but guess what? But I'm 100 behind you on that. My point is this. They can't lay down their guns, and they can't get out of the military. The best thing they could do is just stand up there and do what they're going to do. But what I'm saying is that this can really get serious, more serious than what it is, because you got other worlds coming in from all that water coming from other worlds. And if they wanted to set something off, our soldiers would have to engage.
What?
They would have to engage to keep our country safe. This is a little, it sounds a little, but it's real. They know it's pretty delicate. Even though they can't do anything about any of the people coming across, they could just look at them and tell the Border Patrol, hey, there go 20 of them down the road. But guess what? If one of them just has some weapon or something, if our soldiers start getting hurt down there, it's going to change everything up. This is what I'm saying. But they're all neighborhood soldiers. They, you know, they are just for those communities. What's really killing is that it's going to cost the taxpayer money to do this crazy ordeal.
Yeah, because
it's costing them money. It's costing them money. They're losing money by being in the Guard and Reserve to go down there and do what they were supposed to only do for their community. That is,
I know.
That is the,
I know.
That is the.
But I mean,
yeah, there's no way around it. But we are.
There's no way around it
because of that. I'm mad because of that fact that they are going to lose money going down there, especially if, now, you know, some of them might not have a good job. So, okay, it's a come up for them. But this is going to be a downgrade for the people that got better, that's getting paid more. It's going to be a downgrade.
You have doctors, you have lawyers, you have dentists, you have architects, you have all of these professionals that make high five, six figures that are in the Guard and Reserve. And
yeah.
And that's going to be a serious detriment to their profession and their livelihood. And yeah, they know what they signed up for, because they signed up for natural disasters in the community to help out in that. Not to go
my
whole.
They said they're only going to be there 6 months.
On the whim,
some
idiot.
September, they said they're only going
to be there. Roy, as much as you hate to be out of work for 2 days driving trucks, you know 6 months would kill you if you had to go down and guard the border for a mere, what, maybe $900, $1,000 a month, maybe, depending on your rank.
Maybe.
Yeah. Man, look, I would be in sick bay. I would be in sick bay, okay?
But this, you know that'll
you
hurt
know
your bottom. That'll hurt your bottom line. You know that.
Well, yeah, but you know, but what can we do? I mean, there's nothing we can do. The president has signed an order.
Yeah, I didn't say defy it. I just made that mention that it's going to hurt a lot of people. That's all I said. There's nothing they can do. We know that. Okay, the next thing on my list. Your boy David Sokin used to be the head of the VA. The White House said he resigned, but David Sokin, he been on every talk show talking it up. He said he did not resign. He said he was fired.
Right.
How do you
That's
feel
right.
about that, E?
He was probably fired, and he probably knows why he's fired. I'm just waiting for, you know, the rest of the story. That's all.
Well, you know, they said that he had some issues. Between him and Pruitt, it seemed like to me that he had a little screw up, a little tidbit of paranoia. But I'm going to be honest with you. He is a better choice than the president's surgeon who came out there and just told a bunch of lies about a 243 pounds, 6'2", 6'4" man, you know, overweight, bad health, and gave him a bill of health, like talking about it's just in his genes. It's in his genes. Okay. So, Shokin, he was fired. There's no two ways about it. They didn't like him because he wanted to bring in privatization. And look, we got a little bit of that going on called choice right now, and it ain't fast. It ain't too much faster than what the VA. So if they focus that $200 billion back into how a better, well-run
VA
is supposed to be, they could get maximum benefits. You know, it's only a few areas of that's not tied good well in. But I believe that, you know, if you privatize it, and like I said, if you privatize it, some of these guys outside want some of that money, man. And that's what this is all about. That's what Sokin said. He said it's about privatization, and you shouldn't try to privatize the VA, because you do that and we're going to really be botched up.
Yep.
We'll be getting our medicine from China, and you know they like to use arsenic.
Now, Sok Walker said that it was a traveling error that was done by the staff that they tried to blame on him. That's what he said during his news gavelon around network news. He said it was a travel error made by his people who put it down on the paperwork. They did it wrong, and he said that's what happened about the discrepancies that he had, where they tried to blame the reason for his getting fired. And he did get fired because Trump wrote it in a tweet, if you remember.
Yep.
Thank you, Roy. Thank you, E. Thank you for coming again on a spirited debate agreement / whatever you want to call it. I still think them troops need to get off that border. I'll talk to you guys next week, hopefully.
Peace and love, everybody.
Peace and love out, E.G. I'll holler at you next week.
Later, man.